Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and crowd surfing quizmaster James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however and wherever you like. You can challenge your friends, team up, or just go it alone. Our 3 rounds today will be iTunes, Musicians on TV, and Who Said It? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn more about pop history and join in some other games. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the globe, and we're giving a shout out to our players over in Adelaide, Australia. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to repeat any questions if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think it through. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
Round one today is iTunes. No, it's not about the Apple Store. In this round, we have 5 general music questions for you, and every answer will begin with the letter I. There is 1 point for each correct answer. Let's get to it. Question 1. Which American band is known for hit songs like Believer, Radioactive, and Whatever It Takes? Question 2. On which hit song from 1996 did Alanis Morissette sing about having 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife? Question 3. What style of rock music gained popularity in the 2000s with acts like The Strokes, Bloc Party, and Arctic Monkeys? Question 4. Which American rapper had a platinum-selling album in 1988 and later starred in the TV series Law & Order SVU? Question 5. What term refers to a song that features no vocals on the track? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is musicians on TV. Our favorite music stars have sometimes popped by our favorite TV shows for a cameo appearance and to show off their acting skills. In this round, we have 5 questions for you about times that music stars made appearances on TV with 1 point for each correct answer. Question 6. Which American R&B singer dropped by Sabrina the Teenage Witch for a 2002 episode in which he played the Love Doctor? Question 7. Which rap rock star from the band Limp Bizkit dropped by the drama series House MD to play a bartender in 2008? Question 8. Which member of Fleetwood Mac embraced rumors about themselves and made a cameo appearance as a witch in the television series American Horror Story Coven? Question 9. Which pop star visited the horror series Bates Motel to portray the character of Marion Crane in 2017? Question 10. Which singer-songwriter, known for her classic album Tapestry, portrayed the character of Sophie Bloom across multiple episodes of Gilmore Girls? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Said It? In this round, you're going to hear five quotes from well-known music artists. The catch is, the quotes are being read aloud in a different voice than theirs. Your job is to try and guess who the quote belongs to, with 1 point for each correct answer. Let's take a listen to those memorable quotes. Question 11. Speaking in relation to fame.
I don't want to be famous or recognizable. I don't want to be critiqued about the way that I look on the internet. I've been writing pop songs for pop stars for a couple years and see what their lives are like. And that's just not something I want.
Question 12. Talking about the popularity of a band.
Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. I needn't argue about that. I'm right and I'll be proved right. We're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. Jesus was all right, but his disciples were thick and ordinary.
Question 13. Describing Liam Gallagher from Oasis.
He's rude, arrogant, intimidating, and lazy. He's the angriest man you'll ever meet. He's like a man with a fork in a world of soup.
Question 14. Comparing themselves to their fellow pop stars.
My whole point is like, well, if I'm the pop star, then it should be whatever I am. There's, you know, room for Katy Perry's and Adele's and Rihanna's and Lady Gaga's and Kesha's and me and Pink's. I think what's great about all of us is that we represent something different.
And question 15, on their interest in colors.
Red is such an interesting color to correlate with emotion because it's on both ends of the spectrum. On one end, you have happiness, falling in love, infatuation with someone, passion, all that. On the other end, you've got obsession, jealousy, danger, fear, anger, and frustration.
That's all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. Did you smash it? Well, let's find out. Starting with round one, iTunes, where every answer started with the letter I. Question one. Imagine Dragons are the band behind hits like Believer and Radioactive. Question 2. Ironic was the hit song by Alanis Morissette. Question 3. Indie rock is the genre that was popular in the 2000s. Question 4. Ice-T is the rapper and television star. And question 5. Instrumental is the term for a song with no vocals. Continuing on to round 2, musicians on TV. We were looking for 5 music stars who had made special appearances on television shows. Question 6. Usher played the love doctor on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Question 7. Fred Durst appeared on House MD. Question 8. Stevie Nicks appeared as a witch on American Horror Story. Question 9. Rihanna dropped by Bates Motel in 2017. And question 10. Carole King played the role of Sophie on Gilmore Girls. For our final round today, we played you some memorable quotes and you were trying to decipher who said it. Here are the answers. Question 11. Sia doesn't want to be famous or recognizable. Question 12. John Lennon compared the Beatles to Jesus. Question 13. Noel Gallagher described his brother as rude, arrogant, and lazy. Question 14. Kelly Clarkson compared herself to her contemporaries. And question 15, Taylor Swift discussed the evocative nature of the color red. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the pod. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or vote in our episode poll. You can also follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games like Song Battle and Smash or Trash. You can also support the show by leaving a fantastic review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you're listening to me right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy these episodes too. This was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.